July 11, An Ordinary Man. We tend to think of the Apostle Paul as tall, well-built, and the picture of perfection. We think of him as an amazing speaker with crowds flocking to hang off his every word. Surprisingly, our very own New Testament gives us a completely different picture. He never saw himself as a strong preacher, and an early church tradition that can never be verified described him as short, stocky, and bald. So what transformed this otherwise ordinary man into the early church's most effective apostle? If there were secrets to Paul's success, one of them must be that he was so ordinary. In 2 Corinthians chapters 11 to 13, Paul is defending himself against the criticism that he really is a weak man in comparison with a number of self-styled apostles that have recently come to the church in Corinth. Paul lists a number of his personal weaknesses, trials, and sufferings, but rather than defending himself, he agrees that yes, he is weak. If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness, as in chapter 11, verse 30. In the next chapter, he speaks of being taken into heaven and being shown extraordinary revelation, only to then be afflicted by a thorn in the flesh. Praying wouldn't remove it, because God wanted to work through this man when he was feeling weak rather than when he was feeling strong. God told him, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness." Do you feel weak? Good. Then you're a candidate for God's power. You won't try to take over and do it by yourself. Instead, you'll let him release his miracle-working grace through you.